If you mix it up like that, you just make a pie. Now, they liked it if you mix it up with syrup or honey in it, cream. I carry a lot of cream to my children, a pie a quarter at a time. They didn't eat it that way. They pour it in a plate and put syrup or honey, whatever, or maybe jelly. Mix it all up and then get their biscuit and salt. Yeah, that's the way they eat it. They wouldn't make butter out of it. They'd just rather have the cream. So I said, well, if they'd rather have it that way and make butter out, just whatever they like the best, you know, for them to have. And that's the way they'd do that. They'd mix it up like that and then put the biscuit in there and eat it. They loved it that way.
Say, food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
That's just a habit. Eat between meals. Now, I guess that's what you call it, eat between meals. Yeah. And that's just a lot of people's got a habit of that. But that's not good for you. They tell me now, as I know, I eat candy between meals. That's about all I eat, but not just eating natural food, you know. I hardly ever do that. But like I told them, you know, one time they wanted me to go take a test. I know they take a sugar diabetes test and another test. I take about 9 needles out of my arm, and they come back, and the doctor called my niece and told her to tell her to eat anything she wanted, wasn't nothing wrong with me. So I love candy. And then I get through washing or get through scrubbing or something, and I go and get me a piece of candy, sit down and eat it. And it seemed like satisfying. And they say there's a lot of energy in candy anyway, you know. So I guess that's where I get a lot of my energy.
You might say, I've already eaten dinner, but I went into the kitchen and fixed myself a...
Bowl of cream or something, or ice cream. Now, I eat a lot of ice cream sometimes. I eat it long when I'm eating my dinner, but a lot of time in the afternoon late, I'll come and maybe I got Jell-O or something, you know, and I'll go get me some Jell-O and some ice cream, fix me a sauce for me to eat it. And then supper time.
Would you call that a snack or a bite?
I just call it a bite. You can call it a snack or a bite, either way. I just go fix it. I don't know what you call it. But either way, it would be all right.
And say you said you didn't drink coffee, but if someone wanted some coffee, you say, I want to go into the kitchen and
make them some.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might drink a
cocoa or a drink.
Or go over to the sink and
mix you a good glass of water.
Okay. And you say, that glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And you say, so somebody has what that glass? Somebody has
put it out there.
Or has dropped it and
I'm sorry it got broke or something.
Okay. And you say, I didn't mean to
do it.
Or to
put it out there like that or something.
Okay. I didn't mean to drop it and
break it.
Okay. Say, if you were real thirsty, you might say, a lot of water.
Drink a lot.
And you might ask me, how much have you
drank?
And you say, we certainly do what a lot of water.
Drink a lot.
Okay. Say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to
sit down and let's go to eat. That's the blessing. First thing I say, ask the blessing. Then I'll go eat. Yeah, that's just the way I do it.
And say you tell them to sit down. So you say so then they all what down? Then they all.
When they ask that, they'll go to eat.
But first of all, they're standing up and then they all...
Sit down.
Okay, so you say, everybody has already, down?
Everybody's already down. Sit down.
Okay. And, if you wanted someone not to wait until, the potatoes were passed over to them, you'd tell them, just go ahead and...
Kill them.
Okay. And, say, if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you might say, no thanks,
no, I don't. No thank you, I don't need none of it.
Huh?
No thank you, I wouldn't want
none. Okay. And if food's been cooked and served the second time, you say that it's been...